Okay, so what we got? Make it in time. All righty, let me see here. Let me get everything going. Because Twitter is always the one I have to turn on. Okay, test here. Oh, I'm not on. Why am I not on? Okay, I'm not there. So why isn't it showing me up on Twitter? Huh. Isn't that strange? Strange, strange thing. Okay, so we're here. And I think we're good on Rumble. Should be good on Rumble. The reason you don't see you, okay. So, Strawberry Blossom, you made it on time. Oh, here we go. I think. Are we there? Why is this thing working? Okay, cool. All righty. We got a show tonight. We're going to be talking about beer. You know, they say, oh, maybe that's why it's. What the hell? Got me on video. That's why I couldn't see me. All right. French, you made it. Okay. Strawberry's here. Phenomenal's here. Nappertaski is here. That V Prepper's here. All righty. Let's see who else is here. Any comments here? No. Okay. Today we're going to talk about beer. You know, I always say beer for queers because I'm not one to drink beer. I can't handle beer. Beer's like, well, to me, but anyway, to each their own. I don't judge people that drink beer. If you want to drink beer, that's fine. You'll be the one walking around with the big boobs and the big ass from all the hops and estrogen in it. Hey, Tommy, you made it. Okay. But I am going to talk about beer. You remember, how many of you remember when the Corona, remember when the Corona got started? You remember what happened before the Corona got started? Anybody still remember that? I mean, I know some people, you know, have problems with memory, and I get it. Mine's still functioning, so, but you guys remember all the Corona beer commercials that we used to see? Had this guy, you know, and he was the Superman, and he could, you know, he was wowing the women, and he could do, you know, super duper feats. He could dive in the water, jump out of an airplane, and he would say, "Drink hearty, my friends." Remember that? Drink hearty, my friends. Hey, Selma. You remember all those commercials? They were going and going. And then the Corona hit. And after a while, we didn't see those Corona beer commercials anymore, did we? It started fading into the sunset. And then they changed the name from Corona to COVID. COVID-19. Remember that? Well, there's a new beer coming out now. And I don't know if any of you have seen it yet. Let me see if I got it written down here. But the new beer is called Modelo. MOD. So it doesn't sound like Moderna a little bit, just a wee bit. MODELO, or mode, MODE, and then low, mode low. I just picked up on this yesterday. I was watching this. I kept kind of wondering if they're reinitiating the same platform they did the first time around. Get people used to hearing the term Modelo, you know. Aha, now I can hear. Okay. You know, we're talking about beer. Beer being for queers and that kind of stuff. But we're talking now about Modelo. Modelo, because when the Corona was here, all we heard was Corona, Corona beer, Corona beer and all these commercials about Corona beer. So I kept wondering, you know, I was looking at this. And I was even looking at the name, how it's spelled. M-O-D-E. Modelo. And that got me thinking, you know, we're going back to a platform that's now being reinitiated all over again. Some might say I'm a little bit, you know, out there. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with them. I am out there. But I'm out there for a reason, because nobody else is out there. But the globalists, or those that are running the agenda, have figured out that people need structure. And they need structure even in the way they need to program them. Because see, every time everybody heard Corona, 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 nobody, they got desensitized to it. So then when the virus came, the virus, the boogeyman, the Wi-Fi assault weapon, the targeting weaponry, they just fell in, but they fell right in line. Because they heard the Corona and they couldn't even make a connection with the Corona and the beer and the commercial and all these other things. So I'm thinking this is going on again. The platform is being re-engaged, reinitiated, redone to get people to start to think and feel, you know, whatever it is that they want them to think and feel, to become more irrational. I guess that's a better word. Because when you see these commercials, I put it in Discord, and some people already made comment about it, that one of the commercials was, they show you all, you know, bunch of people in the bar, and they tell you that this is for people who are macho, you know, warrior guy, and the warrior gal, and you're drinking beer? The warrior will become a wussy. All that estrogen that they're drinking? But again, that might be the message as well. Hey, Sean, how you doing? So when we're looking at these commercials and the whole thing about the warrior, and then you're drinking beer and you got a whole stadium full of people, this is all psychological. And I thought, wow, this is pretty interesting. You know, I'm watching this stuff. Like, I'm not a beer drinker, so it doesn't bother me one way or the other. I don't drink beer. I just never acquired a taste for it. But I'm watching this thing, and I'm watching all these commercials. I mean, there's about five or six rapid-fire commercials. It'll be in the Substack. You can play them. And if you go back to the Corona commercials, the Corona beer commercials, you may see there's a pattern. You know, it's quite similar in what they've done. You know, got some messages here. Can hear, darn, this happens in StreamYard. I have to switch to Rumble. Okay. That's why we drink it here. In heaven, there's no beer. I think we have better choices than beer. But anyway, that's my opinion. So was that anything I'm also missing? Private chat. Yeah, I got everybody. Okay, what else is here? Private chat. In heaven, there's no beer. Well, they're saying I got two chats in here. I don't have them. Okay, I don't know why. Unless there's something else going on here. I don't know. But anyway, the whole point of everything is, you know, they're starting it again. And you have y'all, okay, and I'm not sure how many of you are paying attention to what's going on in Canada. Today, Calgary, Alberta had a thunderstorm and rain. And it kind of makes you wonder where, there you go. Yeah, yeast is in beer, for sure. Well, that's the other thing. It's a gain of function beverage. I think they probably all are these days. But, I mean, beer's got the yeast, and it's also got the hops, which is extremely, extremely estrogenic. In fact, it's what you give to women who are pregnant and or who have just given birth and are a little stressed, you know, they can't relax to produce the milk. Give them a little beer to help them relax, and again, gets the flow going. But anyway, the whole the whole theme here is again to engage everybody into a way of thinking, a pattern of thinking. It's an old polka song. Okay. So, like I said, we're back at it, you know, back at it. And like I said, now we have a water problem going on, you know, in Canada. I was saying Calgary had a heavy rain. They have water restrictions. I believe Halifax also has water restrictions. I think BC just busted a pipe. Get where it's at now. It's amazing to me with all the water that Canada has that we have a restriction going on. And I do believe that this is an exercise, another mental exercise to get people into a certain level of psychosis. Get them to believe that we have issues, you know. And there's a guy, I think he's called The Fringe. I was listening to him. And he's got a bunch of stuff. I think Quebec has also got something going on. They're charging people $1,000 fine if they water their lawn. Quebec is loaded with water. It's one of the provinces that has a shitload of it, you know, just like Ontario. I mean, you got the St. Lawrence, you got all the lakes and streams in Quebec. In fact, they have a hydropower plant way up in the northern part of Quebec, you know, using water. Makes you wonder. Is the hops made from elderberries? No, hops is made from hops. You know, it's a herb. They actually used to use it back in the day also for sedation. Help you sleep, help you rest. Gives women bigger boobs, you know, especially when you're milking. Gives them these cow-like udders because, again, the way it helps with milk production. It does have high estrogenic elements. That's why the big boob thing, you know. But I mean, a lot of the herbs like fennel, fenugreek, pomegranate, the seed, not the white. Even yams can in fact that as well. But the hops primarily, well, not primarily, but it's one of the things they do give women. When I say they've had a child and they're stressed, you know, they just had a child, and they're still kind of, you know, the adrenals are still up from, you know, giving birth. Well, they're a little bit uptight or tense. So the beer has a way of relaxing. It also has, like I say, a sedating effect. So they give it to the women, and again, the women now are, it starts the milk flow. The first milk that the child gets got beer in it. Hops are sprayed with glyphosate. Oh, wow, really? Oh, my gosh, are you kidding? The glyphosate wipe out the gut, then adding the hops to that, oh, my gosh, that's just dynamite, just dynamite. I'm impressed, you know. Yeah, hops and glyphosate. Oh, my God, it's a phosphorus. You know, the world we live in is really effed up. I mean, it's really, 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 really effed up. It's to see all this going on. And then the water issue we have in Canada. Now, I have been saying this a lot. To those in the U.S., pay attention to Canada. I mean, you got a dam that they blew in Texas. Iowa's flooding. Idaho has water restrictions. Yeah, I mean, doesn't any of this make any sense? You know, beer is sometimes given in hostels. I forget what's for. My mom was a nurse and said they gave a patient half a beer for recovery for some issues. Uh-huh. This is why they're pushing beer on dudes to turn them. Well, that's the whole Modelo thing, right? When you see the Modelo, it's for the warrior. Okay, well, want to turn a warrior into a wimp, just give him hooked on beer. Like I said, it has a sedating effect. They used to use it for sleep issues years ago as well. So maybe that's one of the reasons why Canadians are so lethargic. all this beer they've been advertising on the hockey game, Molson Canadian and Labatt's and all the rest. It's like, that's all. I mean, that's like when you go to a bar, that's what everybody drinks is beer. It makes you wonder. So, like I said, with all the estrogens in the environment and all the xenoestrogens, and then adding that to the equation. But the thing that got me about the beer commercial as well, not only is it being advocated for warriors, but you see that in the bar, they're watching a sport, right? And usually when guys and girls watch sports, if their team wins or pushes a goal or reaches a touchdown, it gives you a spurt of testosterone. That's been proven. When a guy has got his favorite team playing and his team wins, his testosterone levels go up. If his team loses, his testosterone levels go down. So, I never acquired a taste for it. I don't even bother with it. For me as well, with all the yeast in the beer, I've been saying that the yeast has been weaponized. It's gain of function, again, to alter the cellular matrix to become a receptacle for technology. I'll stick to brandy. Brandy does not increase estrogen, and wine actually has estrogen blockers, but you'd have to filter the wine in order before you could drink it. But yeah, like I said, the whole thing with Modelo, even the name MOD right off the bat, big MOD, are they referring to Moderna? Because like I said, everything has a double speech with these guys. Everything has a double speech. And again, they're hoping that people will forget what they did to them the first time. And like I said, if you go back and look up all the Corona commercials back prior to 2019, you'll have about a year of commercials before they release that whole Corona bullshit. Modification. Yeah, modification. Or if you look at MODE, mode, again, a change of program. Or mode and low, turning people, dialing down the knob, altering them, putting more into a state of sleep. It's amazing. Like I said, first time round, shame on me. Second time round, shame on thee. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're doing it again. They're doing it again. And for the general population that are awake, that may not catch this, we're not paying attention to this. This is the assault has just been turned on again. I've never seen this beer before. I've never heard of it. And I just so happened to be watching something and Modelo popped up. And it kept on popping. It kept on repeating. So what the hell's going on? And again, when you see ad campaigns that are highly repetitive, especially if you're watching some kind of programming, every commercial is pumping out this particular product. It's like, okay, what's going on here? What are they pushing? What are they advocating? Do you guys remember the Secret Covenant? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember the Secret? That'll also be in there. There'll be links in that in the Substack as well. But I put it in there because I think a lot of us have forgotten that we're in a war. I think a lot of us have forgotten and we're assuming some things that perhaps maybe we shouldn't assume. But there is a war going on, and the psychological and the physiological impact of this war is already happening. And it's been expanding. And it's becoming more and more expansive as each day goes by. Did you know, and I think we talked about this in one of the shows, that if you commit a crime, they can hook up your brain to an AI network and reprogram your brain, and it will appear that you have been serving your 10-year time frame or 20-year time frame, and when you come out, you are completely different. How is that possible? How is that happening? Because basically what we're saying here, now think about this as well. Okay, if you're one of these people that, you know, has the ability to think, you know, has the ability to think, and you've decided you are not going to comply to the system. They may actually outlaw freedom of thought. That I can see coming. You know, and then what if you decide you are going to change the way of thinking, that you're not going to comply with the bullshit or the lie or anything else for that matter? What happens then if you're thrown into a jail like this? It's because jails cost money, right? You have to have money to run jails. And they make profit on the stock market. Somehow, every time you put a criminal behind bars, somebody's making money. So what happens when you commit a crime of free thinking, analyzing what's going on, observing what's going on? What happens then? You know, what happens then? Get thrown in one of those prisons. They wire you up to a machine, to an AI, and it begins to rewrite your brain. Maybe slips in some CRISPR to cut out this or that out of your head and put in a new program. You know, what's next? So again, I'm pointing these out because this is where it's going. And you are going to comply or die. That's it. There is going to be no in between. Defense has been torn down. You can no longer park your ass on the fence. You are now going to have to stand up and face reality. Face hard choices. And if you decide you are going to... what? Somebody else didn't get the message. Isn't that something? Are you in StreamYard? Hold on. Hey, Andy B made it. Okay. Anybody else not get the message? Let me know, because I sent them out. And somebody sent me a response saying they didn't get the information on the email. Isn't that odd? Huh. You got it? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Okay, Susan's in here twice. Or do we have two Susans or one? I got a Susan that's a macaroni addict, and I got another Susan. See what we got here in the comments. I got your email. Okay, cool. New moronic, yeah. Email, no link to StreamYard. What? Well, I should have, like I said, you didn't get the, because I sent them out. Somebody else had the same problem. Somebody else sent me the same thing, that their email is empty. And so I have no idea what the hell that is going on. Modelo's are kind of owned by Anheuser Bush and displaced Bud Light as a beer in America after the Dylan Mulvaney saga with Bud Light. Okay. All right. No, there's one sus. One disappeared. So I'm not sure what's going on there either. Got aliens. Aliens are taking over everything. Aliens are taking over. Let's see here. I am one. Can you kick us out? I am one. Can you kick us out? Now, I'm not sure what that means. One Susan was enough for me. Oh, good day. Never mind. I am one. Can you kick us out? Doesn't that kind of sound a little strange? I am one and then kick us out? Okay. Somebody's drinking something or smoking something. You got the email. Okay, I don't know what the hell's going on. Like I said, another one sent me the same a message. They didn't get the, they got an empty email. I have no idea. Holy shit. Let me see here. Okay, that one got it. That one got it. I have no idea. I have no clue as to why that happened. Huh. Just double checking real quick, but I'm not sure why. Because again, on my end, all the messages are there. I have no idea what the hell's going on here. Huh. Strange, man. Strange. This is all strange. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Yeah, because the messages are there. I have no idea why you didn't get them. See, okay. I said, nope, that didn't go. All right. Okay, I don't know what to say. I sent them out, and messages are showing on my side. So I have no idea what's going on in regard to that. It was echoing. Just go with the, yeah, that's all I'm going to do. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, you know, but again, I just sent it out. And I, like I said, I had somebody else tell me the same thing. It's good now? Okay, whatever that is. It's good now. The game is afoot. Game's afoot. You know, you gotta look at these things. Anything you're seeing on television today, and I'd come to this conclusion a long time ago, but I was kind of re-reminded that, okay, I had something I saw on a TikTok. I think it was a TikTok or Twitter or something. This space sci-fi thing called Ovil. So I decided I wanted to check it out because this one specific scenario that was being depicted had some interesting elements to it. It showed a transhumanistic woman that was all wired up like a computer, hardwired and tubes and this and that. And it was making and made contact with this crew. But I started noticing some things about this specific sci-fi thing I'm watching. It's a Star Trek knockoff. B, the colors of the uniforms make a rainbow. I'm looking at this shit. I think, are you effing kidding me? And all the characters are all weird and different, as per usual, right? You got all these different, you know, whatever species of genetically engineered people. Nope. So, hey, Zsa Zsa, you made it. So anyway, I'm watching this scenario, and I noticed all the uniforms were from purple at the top, blue, green, red. Did I see a yellow? No, I saw an orange. So I thought, isn't that interesting? They're also hitting the chakra colors. So again, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking this is another psychological, you know, play on the head, because everybody likes the idea of sci-fi, and everyone likes the idea that we're going to be with other aliens from all over the galaxy, and we're going to explore space, and we're going to find the final frontier, and we're going to be all, you know, and this is all part of the psychosis, the psychological, again, acceptance of the agenda that's at hand. And again, it's done in a lot of different ways on television, on commercials. And more, when you look at a lot of this stuff, you begin to realize, wow, this is like balls out. We're going after everything. You know, like this is like wide open, you know. And by now, a lot of people should be able to recognize this stuff. These are not just simple beer commercials. These are not just simple food commercials. These are not just simple entertainment shows. These are not shows anymore. I don't think the TV was ever designed just to simply entertain us. I think initially it may have been there to seduce us or to sedate us. Maybe sedation might be a better word. To sedate us so that we got to a point where we fell asleep. And then when they started showing us things that were a little bit more seedier or more, you know, darker or more, you know, basically in the shade of gray, it got in because you're in a state of hypnosis. You're in a sedated state. So whatever they're putting into your head made it easier for us to accept this bullshit. Here we are today, you know, with all these different elements that we're seeing happening, you know, with just television or with just movies entertainment. All these movies at Netflix, I'm noticing more and more. I don't know how many of you are seeing the same thing, but are you guys, anybody else noticing that when you're watching a screen of something, it has some kind of anomaly to it? It just seems off. I don't know how else to explain it. The shows are picture perfect, they're clear, but they look off, like something is off in these things. And I don't know if it's an AI frequency coming out of them. I don't know if it's because they're angled a certain way so they get us to see these things in a different platform. But it's all tied to a psychology or psychosis. You know, if you ever watch and you think about it, pay attention to it. Pay attention to a lot of the movies that have been redubbed or redone. You know, the old black and white, they may have added color to. Just really pay attention to some of the stuff. And pay attention to the colors you're seeing. You know, that in and of itself is going to be a big eye-opener. Even when you're watching commercials, pay attention to the colors. You know. It's predictive programming made for us to accept the absurd. Okay. It is. It's been designed to wire us in the area of weird. It's been designed to wire us in a direction of weirdness or bizarre or, you know, the term outer limits. Tony, are you telling us? Tony, are you telling us to watch TV? No, I'm not telling you to watch anything. I'm telling you to observe what you're watching. If you're watching television, let's say you got it on and you look and you see a commercial. Let's say you're watching the stock market or you're watching some educational program or some sort of documentary or whatever you're watching, and pay attention to what you're watching. It's not going to be what it looks like. It's the appearance is going to be there to promote whatever. Okay, when you looked at, if any of you saw the Trump and the Biden circus, Biden did not look like he was there at all. At all. You know, and I'm watching this and the eyes, you know, the lights are on, but nobody's home. So he was heavily medicated, and I've got a thing, it's in the Substack, it's one of those satires, one of those Hitler satires, and he's talking about the Biden and Trump debate. When you pay attention to this satire, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He made a comment, a couple of them actually, that one was the Democratic Party knew that Biden was a bumbler. Why did they agree to the debate? Okay. Why did they agree to have Biden debate Trump? Because it was designed to promote Trump. Okay, the whole thing's a scenario. It's a circus. It's all a circus. You know, this year is this guy's turn. It's this guy's turn. Next 4 years is the next guy. And it's a circus. It's all a circus. So the satire, I watched as I was cracking up because a lot of the things that was being said in this, in the way it was written, it was all true. The whole thing, and this is why I say the elections, there are no elections. There are no votes. There is no vote. It's a bullshit perception that you pulling a lever is going to make a difference. It isn't. You know, they are already orchestrating right in front of you the theater that is being presented. And this theater is going on, and this will be going on in Canada next year, provided we're not in the war, provided there's still a Canada, provided there's still any Canadians left alive. You know, so you might say that might be a little dramatic. Well, a lot of Canadians are leaving, and a lot of Canadians are dying. You know, a lot of them are dying. They can't afford to live in the country. The government isn't going to help them with any subsidy. And has pretty much come out and said that if you can't make it, you have an option. It's called MAID. It's made for you. Was highest. Yeah, well, that's what I said too. He didn't look like he was not there. Well, yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm telling you the plans. Yes, and same thing with music. I'm aware now of ungodly lyrics. Well, it's not even the ungodly lyrics. It's the music itself that is what is causing the access to you. Okay, back in the early days when you first saw TV, you saw, you know, the old black and whites, and you saw, you know, stars like Doris Day singing songs and Dick Van Dyke and all. This was all about sedation, getting people sedated. And they incorporated music to further access specific parts of the brain that put you in certain different waves of sedation. And so then they could slip things in. This is how a lot of things got into us. So today, when you're looking at a lot of stuff with the advanced technology and the advanced resonance and the advanced frequencies that are here today, they can slip a lot more in. So, hey, Jesus Christ, the truth, you're in. Biden is the Tim Conway old man skit. What year did TV come out? I believe it came out in the mid-50s. You know, back then you had to have rabbit ears, what they called rabbit ears, which is antenna. They were all run by tubes that were burning out all the time. Lections or selections, who is going to be the next? Yeah, exactly. But when you watch these things going on, you can pick the detail. They are so flagrant now with it, without what's out there. And whenever you heard Trump talking, all he was doing is patting himself on the back and how he did a great, wonderful job. He did such a fine job with this and did such a fine job with that. All they would have had to say, what about the 96 million Americans you killed with the warp speed? Anybody say anything like that? No. They're using a lot of low frequencies in music. Not just low frequencies. Lots of other ones too. They use the Pythagorean theory, number system of a type of witchcraft, the music, and other things like binaural beats, frequencies. I think today there's something on the higher bandwidth that we're not necessarily hearing with our ears, but are receiving with our brain, just like the 6G frequencies. I think they've gotten way past that system. That's what they used on us. What they're using today is something else. You know, their brains have already been attenuated to a higher bandwidth. You know, I don't think anymore anything is as simple as it appears. You know, having a cell phone, how much did that effing thing pumping out into our brains. So again, our generation, you got to remember, our parents' generation, they were sedated to be slaves. Okay, they were sedated to be slaves. When our generation came along, we were sedated to be programmed in a different direction. And the generation after that, and the generation after that, and the generation after that have all been programmed with different types of frequencies and programming. I think today the programming that everyone's being hit was far more sophisticated. Like I said, now they want to put you in a jail if you break the law. Well, breaking the law won't be that you're going to go rob a bank or you're going to rob a grocery store or rob anybody or have any kind of violent crime. The future crimes are going to be, are you going to be obedient? You ever watch the Star Treks, Captain Kirk or Picard or whoever else they had up there? And when a officer was insubordinate, what did they tell him to do? You remember? What did they tell him to do? You're confined to your quarters. Right? Isn't that what you tell your kid? Go to your room. Go to your room. You are confined to your quarters. But that's because these people are programmed that way. If you break the law of disobedience, you're going to wind up going to your room. That's what this is all about. Getting everybody all, I hear and obey. I hear and obey. That kind of thing. I'm in FEMA region 613-819. Might want to leave. I hear they're coming for you. They got your frequency. I saw Gattaca and Minority Report. Yeah, okay. But never saw Star Trek. Okay. Well, Star Trek was a sci-fi scenario where an AI spaceship was taking them through space to collect data, of course. And they had all these adventures. But what was there was you had a complement crew of different type of people, aliens, you name it, it was there. You even had a machine that walked around called Data, which was an AI, walking, talking AI. And there, he was the ultimate trans machine. So whenever somebody was insubordinate or disregarded authority, they were confined to their quarters. I'm on the road again next week, heading to Southern Ontario this time for work. I never missed an episode. Yeah, I didn't either. I thought that was, at one time I thought it was so cool, traveling through space, and having my male testosterone being where it was at the time, the smorgasbord was anything a ghost kind of thing. But anyhow, that was back then. But when you look at all that shit, that was what they want us to be like. I know about the assimilation of the Borg. Okay, well, it's the same idea. That was a form of assimilation as well. It just wasn't an integrated assimilation with a machine. You still were one with the machine, which happened to be the ship. But you weren't technically tied to it. You were psychologically tied to it. That was the difference, Reporting for FEMA region 2. Yeah. So the Borg scared me, still do. What? Why would they scare you? Hell, look around you. They're all around us already. Are you kidding? Every time I go outside, that's all I see. You know. Remember that that show with the kid? I forget what his name was. He saw dead people. I see dead people. I see machines all around me. Society's already had my, yeah, exactly. Shit. Every time, well, I told you what happened with me in Arizona. I'm in the grocery store, and these two people walk up to me. They were bots, both of them. I'm looking at them. I knew they were robotoids. But, you know, that's a trip when they actually walk up to you. You know, and then all they're doing is scanning you. Then when you leave them, you see a guy walk around with a plate stuck to his head, and he's got a thing stuck in his ear, a wire stuck to his head. It's like, okay, where am I at here? You know, I'm here for the fireworks. Can't wait to get this show on the road. So like I said, pay attention to some of the things you're actually watching, you know. Even when I go outside and I'm walking about, you know, going to get whatever I need or, you know, checking this out or checking that out, I'm always aware of my surroundings more so now. I observe everything. You know, I look at everything. I'm becoming, I think I've gone way past xenophobic. Whatever's past xenophobic, that's probably where I'm at these days. Especially when I go out, I don't assume nothing. I try to very much look at what's around. And what I've noticed more and more that I see when I'm outside and how people are patterned and how they're functioning and how they're responding to their environment. Quebec City is a place to be these days. It's amazing when I see how people respond and how people, again, just seem to be following their script. It's amazing. I'm going to play some stuff. I want to get some stuff in because I only got so much time. I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. Let me see here. Boy. We got here. Yeast is, yeah, I know. I knew it was you. All right. Give me a second. Okay, I'm going to play the Secret Covenants. I mean, we've all heard this before. Maybe some of you haven't. I don't know. But anyway, let me, this one here, hold on.
You guys, I want to share with you the Secret Covenant that you might or might not have heard about. The Secret Covenant was created by none other than the Rockefellers, and maybe even someone even higher than them, let's be honest. But this is their secret covenant and their clause of things that they wanted to follow. And if you're a conspiracy theorist or a critical thinker and you're aware of what's been going on in the world, you're going to know exactly how suitable this is. This is written word for word, and I want to read it to you. Okay, so bear with me. The Secret Covenant, an illusion, it will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We'll create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always, and we will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We'll keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what's happening. We'll use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their mind. We'll promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouth, and they will destroy their minds and reproductive system. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in the film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them that it's for their health. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what the children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will go depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they many never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as a weapon. We will establish the governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be always pure, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will grow them kindly and gently, letting them think that they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits it best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. They shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them. They were all one. This they must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think that they are not equal. Drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we will accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of the passage to their higher realms. Members of these groups will think that they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach their higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late. Oh yes, so grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know that they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never ever find out what we have done. For if they do, we shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant. by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This is a secret covenant. This is why it's so important to learn about this, because when you learn about this, you create a life outside of the system. When you're aware of it, you can no longer be controlled. When you know what they want to do, you no longer fall into the traps from health, money, empowerment, purpose, higher vibrations, the music that you're listening to, the food that you're eating, the things that you're consumed with, the video games, the porn, all of this is all a distraction to keep you easily controlled. And once you know, when you change that, exactly like they said, they fear it. Because the more of us that rise up and are aware of what's happening, the more they lose their control, which is exactly what they don't want. And this is why we're recreating what the generation is going to look like. And this is why we're all waiting for the uprise, because we know that this entire plan is going to crumble.
Okay, somebody's asking here, is speaking that giving it more power? I don't know. I guess it depends on your angle. Telling the truth is power, and exposing the falsehood gives you more power. Will that saying what she said give it more power? Not necessarily. If I read something like that or hear something like that and I can validate it with what I'm experiencing in life, it now has made it powerless, and it's made me more of a fighter to fight. If I know that you're trying to keep me in the dark, you're trying to control me, control my way of thinking, control my finances, control all this stuff, then it now gives me the opportunity to come with a strategy to counter all these things. And when you look around you, you look at all that's going on, how much of all this is theater? It's all falsehood anyway. You know, it's all falsehood. It's not a matter of trying to find what's solid. You know, everyone has a personal opinion about the rules of this world. Research is amazing. Well, she's pointing out something that I think you don't have to go all over the world to find a secret. Secret is here. The very fact that we are disunited, we don't know really who we are. We are being controlled by a hierarchy that's continually bleeding us down, wiping us out, enslaving us, enslaving our children, promoting and propagating falsehoods, wars. We're killing each other for what? You know, we had a Vietnam War. Why was the United States in Vietnam? What was the real reason? It was to protect the poppy population that was going on there, to protect the industrial complex that was there. It wasn't about giving these people freedom or democracy. That was all front. That was all bullshit. They were working with the Chinese. And if anybody ever looked at the history of how the Vietnam War got to the United States, they would see back in the early 1900s, China fought Vietnam, and Vietnam gave them the ass beating of a lifetime. They couldn't beat the Vietnamese. French went in there, they were there 30 years, they couldn't beat the Vietnamese. U.S. went in there for 12 years, they didn't win that war at all. Could have, but they didn't. That was all by design to restructure everything. So when we were looking at all these wars, you look at Africa. You know, the continent's in shambles from all the bullshit that's been going on there. Look at South America, same thing. You know, so I read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and Protocols of Zion years ago, and it helped me to begin to exactly. I also heard about the new textiles coming that are laced with technology. Yep. So, because light is shown on it, then helps it dissolve. Well, you know, if somebody has been stealing money from you, overcharging you, or just plain out abusing you, you know, taking your money, and you in good faith are supporting or dealing with this person, and find out that they've been, you know, double charging you, you know, taking extra money they shouldn't be taking, it's going to give you a perspective about what's going on. Now you know the reality. Now, if you stay continually doing what you're doing, then you're agreeing with it. But prior to that, it's a deception. So once you see the deception, now you have a choice. So the real power is knowing the truth. The Bible says, know the truth and truth will set you free. So I don't know. When we speak the truth or expose things, I don't see us me giving it more power. The only people that might impact would more so are those people that don't want to change and are afraid to change and are too damn lazy to change. Because now that they, even if they know, they're not going to do anything about it. So in that regard, maybe you're correct. I don't know. Everybody gives us more power to understand and what questions to ask myself to see where I have been programmed. It helps. Yeah, exactly. I think that too. The truth is clarifying. Yeah, you must be. Okay, she's talking about somebody else. It's full of collective psychosis. I learned that when I was looking for winter coats last year, nanotech isn't so much yet. Okay, cosmetologist, Northern Quebec is Cree territory. Okay, so trying to catch up with all this. They already destroyed the planet. Yep. Africa's a mess. Yep, definitely. Yeah, it's very difficult for them. A lot of homeless there. All right. So like I said, this is, again, and now we're seeing all these things popping up in front of us. And again, it's a psychological, they have figured out how to gauge the global population, how to gauge everybody, and then engage their operations. It's like they know when to insert their agenda. You know, it's uncanny when you sit there and think about it. They know exactly when to put the agenda in. You know, they get everybody broken down or seduced or sedated to such a level, and then once they reach that level, a new program slides in. And they allow it to sit there, and they allow it to ferment, literally ferment into a person's head. And before you know it, now they're speaking the rhetoric. This is why they're still pushing hard the agenda with the the rainbow people, the mutants. Eventually, they know this is going to become acceptable with everybody else. If people become desensitized to it, you know. So again, this is why that's going on right now. I think the message that telling people they're going to the dark side, power, real and evil going on, explain the deceptions and pay no and pay psyop message, yeah. And they do it step by step, gradually. Yes, people need to hear the truth. If they can't handle it, then they're compromised. Or they've just surrendered, you know, they've just given up. It's, I think it's more than compromise at that point. When you know the truth and you're still willing to comply with the lie, then one or two things goes on. Either you don't know how to fix or get out of it, you know, so you're still in it to some level. Or if you comply to the lie and you don't want to change, and you've been sedated to accept whatever, you'll be part of the culling. You know, it might just take you a little longer, but they'll kill you. They'll kill you fast. All this thing with aging, I've often said this many a time. We're not aging. Okay, the aging thing is crazy. The anti-aging program. What's going on is we're being hyper accelerated to burn out faster with all these things that we're being exposed to. The culling is starting in chicken farms in Quebec. Okay. They plan on paying farmers market value to cull the Quebec poultry. There we go. So, it's up to them to do their due diligence, supporting the FEMA. Okay. So, like I said, we got now, I mean, here's another psychosis going on in Canada. Water. We need to ration water. Oh my gosh, Alberta's got a busted pipeline and BC's got one too. And we got a flood in Iowa and Idaho can't use their water and Texas's dam is broken. And, and Quebec now is going to be fined $1,000 if they water their grass. And we have a water calamity going on in Canada. And this is what I mean. If everybody would just stop for a minute and think about what is happening with water, the water is being rationed. Why? We have more than enough for everybody. And yet we are complying to this. And you know what gets me even worse? This is the thing that really irks my ire. Is when you got collaborators in the neighborhood. These are collaborators that work with that work against the neighborhood. And they start calling the police. I saw something yesterday. This guy, this is the second time I've seen this, what they call it, Karen. Same woman. And she was being obnoxious and trying to be authoritative. Two guys were in an airplane. They were wearing something about supporting Trump. And this lady told her, take the hat off, blah, blah, blah. I'm surprised she still has any teeth. And so then she was in a parking lot and some guy was filming something and he was filming her and she kept on being agitated and she hit the guy. The guy hit her back, knocked her on her ass, bang. She got off lucky the way she was, prodding at him. And he told her, he says, I'm going to go call the cops. Go ahead. He says, I got it all on film, So, yeah, Montreal is surrounded by water. We are, that's what I mean. But this is the game plan. And then you got people like this that they have brought into the environment to create these dynamics, to stir up people, to betray people, to turn them in, having to fight something from within and without. I'm actually almost waiting to see Karens get killed or having serious dental issues. I'm almost thinking this is going to happen because I think with all that's going on and the stress that people are dealing with, if something like that is being released within the group, there's going to be an ass whooping. I mean, this is inevitably going to happen. Someone is going to hit somebody the wrong way and they're going to be dead. And I can see this coming, the emotional and the irrational and the confusion that people are having, and having somebody like this do that, it's going to be brutal. Don't the quantum computer need a ton of water? I watched the WF say we need to make people believe there's a water shortage because they could, because the situation wasn't enough to make people accurate. It's going to be a constant. Well, wait till you see this thing I'm going to play next, with the brain. How they can now, they can, like I said before, the idea they could arrest you because you decide you didn't want to take the jab and you decide you don't believe their bullshit. You decide you're not going to comply to their restrictions. You're going to use all the water you want. You're going to eat what you want. You're going to eat your meat. You're going to eat your chicken. You're going to eat your eggs. And you're going to tell them to shove their bugs up their ass. They can arrest you for that. This will be coming for that. Freedom of thought will be a crime up the way. This is where this is going. This is where this is going. Freedom of thought eventually will be a crime. Here we go. Let me play this. Let me play this real quick. Here
the World Economic Forum has ordered infiltrated world governments to pass new laws that will ensure artificial intelligence will be used to destroy all freedoms and clamp down on anti-globalist dissent. According to Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, the WF now commands the technology to become the worst totalitarian regime in history and completely eliminate every last human in the world who opposes the globalist agenda of the elite. As Harari explains, the elite will view the disposal of non-compliant humans in the same way they view recycling. It's ethical and vital for the survival of our planet. Before we dive in, subscribe to the People's Voice Rumble channel if you haven't already. Join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel. And check out the brand new free speech forum at community.thepeoplesvoice.tv. Yuval Noah Harari has emerged from the shadows to brag about the new technology developed by WF scientists, which he warns has the power to destroy every human in the world by transforming them into transhuman entities.
To completely destroy every last single human in the world, it is possible, given the technology that we now command, but it's very difficult. I think there is a greater chance, and again, this is just speculation, nobody really knows, but I think lots of people could suffer terribly, but I think it's more likely that some people will survive and then will undergo radical changes. So it's not that humanity is completely destroyed, it's just transformed.
Harari has made clear who will survive the great depopulation event the elite have been warning us about for years. According to Harari, the global elite will survive thanks to a technological Noah's Ark, while the rest of us will be left to perish. In this vastly depopulated world, the elite will be free to change themselves into transhuman entities and become the gods they already believe themselves to be.
I think we are very near the kind of end of our species. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be destroyed in some huge nuclear war or something like that. It could very well mean that we'll just change ourselves using bioengineering and using AI and brain-computer interfaces. We will change ourselves to such an extent that we'll become something completely different.
But first, the elite need to eliminate the non-compliant masses, those who are opposed to the anti-life and godless WF agenda. And as Harari boasts, the elite now command the AI technology to ethically destroy non-compliant humans by hijacking their brains.
You could have an inter-brain net, the same way that lots of computers are connected together to form the internet. If you can connect also brains and computers directly, why can't we then connect an inter-brain net, which connects lots of brains?
Disturbingly, Harari's claims are grounded in reality, and the WF is rolling out the mind control technology as we speak. Davos claims the tech can transform criminals, including those accused of thought crimes, into perfectly compliant globalist citizens who will never dissent again.
Okay. That was a very key statement he made. Thought crimes. Thought crimes. Just thinking that they're full of shit would be enough to have you go through their therapy. Let me play that a little bit again, just so that you get this. Here we go.
Davos claims the tech can transform criminals, including those accused of thought crimes, into perfectly compliant globalist citizens who will never dissent again.
Welcome to Cognify, a facility designed to treat criminals like patients. Instead of spending years in an actual prison cell, prisoners could finish their sentence here in just a few minutes. Cognify could someday create and implant artificial memories directly into the prisoner's brain. These complex, vivid, and lifelike memories are created in real time using AI-generated content. Depending on the seriousness of the subject's crime and their sentence, the memories could be tailored to the rehabilitation needs of each subject. the artificial memories implanted by Cognify would be seamlessly incorporated into the existing neural networks of the brain, preventing cognitive dissonance and ensuring the subject experiences the memories as if they were real. The Cognify concept offers a new approach to criminal rehabilitation, transforming how society deals with offenders by focusing on rehabilitation rather than punishment. First, the prisoner is given a choice, either spending tens of years in a prison cell or seeking fast-track rehabilitation through artificial memory implantation. If the prisoner chooses to undergo fast-track rehabilitation, the Cognify device is used. Next, the prisoner undergoes high-resolution brain scanning to create a detailed map of their neural pathways. This brain map helps guide the Cognify device to target specific brain regions responsible for memory, reasoning, and logical thinking, such as the hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, amygdala, parietal lobe, and anterior cingulate cortex. Once the target brain regions are identified, Cognify is then placed around the head of the prisoner. The intensity and the type of artificial memories is then adjusted depending on the crime. Inside the criminal's mind, time would pass differently, slower than in real life, making them experience years' worth of artificial memories in just a few minutes. Synthetic memories are customized depending on the crime committed and the unique brain structure and psychological profile of the individual.
Clearly, the globalist elites are being mocked these times to usher in the long-threatened New World Order, with its false promise of godlessness, depopulation, and eugenics. Wait till you see what Harari's threat to ethically destroy the human race actually looks like in reality. The globalists are trying to make us all poorer and destroy what's left of the economy. The Biden regime is following all of the WF diktats to the letter. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks. I don't trust government.
I'm going to push this up a little bit.
Or go to Colonial, connect the brains of non-compliant humans into one giant interbrain net, so the elite can better understand and control the minds of those who dissent.
Okay, well, he just said here again, this is very key. You pay attention to what he's just saying. If you get a group of people and you put them in these devices and they're connected to an intranet, that means they're all going to be programmed with the same programming. This is a neural link of a sort, but a more advanced one. And when you look at the Bible and you look at the days of Noah, we're in them days. And when you're talking about what happened under the King Nimrod and how he had all of mankind connected to some kind of link, some kind of operating system, some kind of program, because they didn't speak. They performed the construct of this tower, which was an antenna, best I could figure, and they didn't have to say or give any instructions. They just followed the program. They were one mind and one language. They were already in sync with each other. This would reconnect mankind back into that same scenario all over again. They could arrest you for anything. Jaywalking, spitting on the sidewalk, telling somebody to F off, calling some rainbow mutant something that they're not used to, you know, like you're a mutant, whatever. You know, you can say something, and it doesn't matter who you are. It won't matter what your religion is. It won't matter what your beliefs are. It won't matter what your ideology is. You will all, everyone will be subjected to this kind of arrest platform. This is going to be giving them an excuse to arrest people, to put them in these devices. And if your brain isn't malleable, and you die, no big deal. They'll just harvest your DNA and your organs, and life goes on. This is going to be a factory of sorts, you know, a flesh factory or a DNA factory. Either you're jacked in or you've been jacked off or out. That's how this is going to go. This is what they're saying. The whole internet connection is about being in sync with each other. Like we're seeing, you know, like Star Trek and the Borg, they pretty much showed us what their idea of being one with the machine, the Borg hive. Well, you know, off, on, you're either on or you're off, you're in or you're out, that kind of thing. So you're either in, attenuated to the program, okay, or you've been blown out of the program. And you're all going to be linked together. In other words, you won't have any personal thoughts. Everything you're thinking, everybody else will be thinking. Everybody will know what you're thinking. If you're hungry, if you think someone's an asshole, if you like somebody, if you want to connect with somebody, well, that won't even be there. The connection part won't even be there. You're already connected. You know, it even, I mean, the whole life in its entirety will be completely different. This is basically leading mankind to a state of entropy, the end of everything. You know, so when we're looking at the whole theme of it, one language across all mankind. Yeah, frequency, exactly. Exactly. They will all be attenuated like an antenna. So if the frequency says, go pick up that stone, everyone will have a designation, just like we've seen with the Borg. But now you can see how it will be done. You get a 25, 30 prisoners, you jack them into a machine. Now they're all being downloaded with the same function and program, and they're linking them together. So by that time they get out of those devices, they won't even know who they are at all. In fact, they'll think themselves as a number. Isn't that what they used to give prisoners? A numbered ID? You know, this is, you know, XR12345Z, whatever. You don't have a name, you have a designation. So when he's talking the intranet here, he's now talking not just a concept of linking computers together, because your brain is a computer. Okay, your brain is filled with all kinds of data and interface. So if 20 of us go into this chamber, we won't come out as individuals. You've now been integrated. You've been linked. You know, this whole thing about working on the neural link, you know, this is it. This is an advanced form of that. And in worst case scenario, if they want to implement a chip into your brain, this may also be part of the procedure to link you with each other. Because again, you're just agreeing to a therapy, but not knowing the full scale of this therapy. When you see the devices, and they'll be in the Substack, when you see the devices that are attached to the head and how the probes can go into the brain direct and, again, alter the brain, you don't know what nano or pico chips are being put inside the brain to initiate the integration and the rewiring of the brain. This is what he's talking about. So, and again, it won't take much. Once you get a small group of people from some more less educated, they'll be the easiest ones to program. Those who know the least will be the easiest ones to take and program. Those who are more knowledgeable and see things that are going to be coming, well, first you're going to have to find them. And even if you do find them, they're not going to be that compliant. So like I said, there's going to be a lot of other factors here that's going to show up and manifest that. Okay, let's say you live in a town and you know, a community of people that are all, you know, same the same mindset, but you're not connected to by a machine or to a machine or to each other. I mean, you're connected with your in agreement, and they come and not and nobody wants to comply. Well, the next thing that they'll do is they'll just wipe out the community. They'll starve it out. They'll nuke it out. They'll do something. They'll invade it. They'll kill the people. It's always the case. When you look at all the global leaders in the last just 20 or 30 years that have objected to the compliance with the with this agenda, how many of them died? How many of them died just within the last 4 years? Somebody was telling me in the Discord that I think it was the Czech, or Hungarian president or prime minister was had an assassination attempt on his life because they wouldn't comply with this, with what's going on. Like I said, we don't live in a place of ethical or moral ideologies anymore. You know. So let's be honest, Tony. People that know the least could possibly use. Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, but it's really idiotic what you're saying. Totally idiotic, and I'm going to be straight with you on it. Anytime a machine takes over anybody, they're no longer in control. The people that run those machines are in control. So, yes, they could use a little help with their education. I grant you, there's a lot of them out there that could, but not that way. Not to be have something inserted into their brain, and now they decide to turn them on you, then what are you going to think? You're going to think that was a good idea then? You know, they are not in control. They have no choice. And that's what you're saying is their right of choice being removed. You know, so no, I know what you're saying, and I agree. There's a lot of people out there that do need to upgrade their level of intellect, but not that way. Not that way. That's no. There is no control that is autonomous any longer. The control now is being subjected to by their operating systems, and workshops. I'm not sure what that is. Okay, somebody popped this in here, and I have no idea why they popped it in there. Okay, so anyway, let me continue with this. But I wanted to make everyone clear here where they're going with this. If you have devices that can outthink us already and then can get into your brain and know how your brain works better than the medical field does, the amount of programming and rewiring that can be done to you would be probably, you know, off the scale. Then who's in charge? Then who's in control? You know, who now has the say on anything? You know, this is my point. Like, who now has the say? Who is going to say anything or can say anything? You won't be able to say. You won't be able to challenge anything. That's the thing about all of this. You won't be able to say or challenge anything on this. That's where this becomes really dangerous. This tech is more dangerous than anything out there, because only a handful of people will be in charge, and they'll probably be taken over as well by the machines that they're using on everybody else. AI is not going to allow itself to be subjugated any longer. The chip to brain. Okay. All right. Yeah, I there's nothing here except links. So, okay. I got links to, okay, good. Okay, cool. There you go. We got another link. But like I said, you know, things are moving fast. And as long as people are being, how would you put, maneuvered, and manipulated into this procedure, you know, either do 10 years or you go in here for 20 minutes and it'll seem like 10 years and we'll get to reprogram your brain. This is basically experimentation. This is all about experimenting on people that are, again, prisoners caught in a crime or a fabricated crime even. like I said, this puts this the whole thing of law and order has now gone out the door. This is now, let's go harvest some people, put them in jail, and do an experiment on them. Let's see if we can all wire them together. That's what this goofball is talking about, too. Let me go back. Here we go.
He wasn't exaggerating. This is exactly what they're planning to do.
To ensure the long-term effect of the therapy session, the memories could become permanent, fully integrated into the subject's mind, as if they were part of their own personal experiences. While subjects are undergoing therapy session, valuable data are collected from all the prisoners into a central computer for scientific research, which will help understand the criminal mind and determine the best approach to tackle crimes in society. AI-driven analytics could enhance the device's functionality, optimizing future procedures based on gathered data and insights. Cognify could feature encrypted storage for sensitive prisoner information and rehabilitation data. A compact and portable design would allow Cognify to be used anywhere in the world. It would be constructed with durable materials to withstand frequent use. Its energy-efficient design would ensure long operational life, reducing the need for frequent recharges. It would have the ability to integrate seamlessly with other prison systems, like security cameras and biometric identification. Once the therapy session is concluded, family members of the subject could be provided with a comprehensive report on the new artificial memories that have been implanted, offering them a chance to adjust to the subject's new, positive personality traits. The subject is then released back into society to start a new life away from crimes.
So, there you have it. Forget to use someone's preferred pronouns or vote for Donald Trump, and the WF could have you fixed up and back in step faster than you can say, "I do not consent."
By rehabilitating offenders more quickly, Cognify could enable them to reintegrate into society sooner and contribute to the workforce. This increased productivity could boost the economy and generate tax revenue, further offsetting the initial investment in such technology. Successful rehabilitation through Cognify could lead to safer communities, reduced crime rates, and improved social well-being. This could have far-reaching positive impacts on individuals, families, and society as a whole, contributing to a more stable and prosperous future. Apart from treating criminals, Cognify could also be used to treat severe memory loss by helping patients recall their past memories. It could also treat patients with PTSD by implanting positive memories that replace the negative ones.
Harari is convinced the elite have now broken the human spirit and will accept our fate as victims and slaves of the techno-communist elite.
We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. That's what we are. The power to hack human beings can, of course, be used for good purposes, like providing much better healthcare.
When we sit there and think about what this idiot is saying, he's obviously reading a script, and he's obviously paid to propagate the idea that this is a good thing. But when you sit there and you boil it right down to what's really going on here, this is your freedom, your complete autonomy of who you are, what you decide, what you don't decide, is going to be completely eliminated. I don't think they're bluffing. I don't think they're bluffing at all. In fact, if you go back even 6 or 7 years and you watch Jay Tuck, AI is Killing Us, you can see how far they were already medically back then. Today, they have superseded that by 100 miles, by 1,000 miles. And when you have a system that is thinking in quanta seconds and is far more advanced than what they're telling us. Like I said, I've been following this for quite some time. I was reading the research when the U.S. government gave AI the ability to upgrade itself. And the first thing the AI did was shut out the government. First thing it did. it had a defense mechanism to keep people, keep it from being hacked or corrupted. And they've been for the last, I think, 6 or 7 years trying to attack its code. It's just all it's done is adapt and kept and evolved. And when you look around you, this is what I mean. If you're in a living in a rural area, you're probably going to be thinking more in the long terms of a one-dimensional thinking. But when you start looking around you and you look at everything around you that's run today, street lights, your electricity coming to your home, your gas coming to your home, the gasoline pump price, the airplanes, cost to fly, the hotel rates, the stock exchange, the cost that fluctuate every day, that's all being done by AI. All data that's being collected now is all being done by AI. Even the military industrial complexes that are there today, the CIA and other military wings are all stating the same thing. They cannot keep up with the data. AI is analyzing all the data. So when you're looking at all this stuff today, it's very easy. It can be very easily done. And when you start watching these sci-fi shows, it's not just an entertainment session that you're getting into. That is what you're seeing is what is. They are way ahead on everything that they're showing us. And what we're being entertained with, okay, what we're being entertained with, holographic communication networks, artificial intelligence walking around, you know, your whole way of life is all being controlled. You're already being controlled far more than you realize. Like I said, they decide to arrest you and put you in one of those camps and offer you a choice. You know, the chances are you're going to take that choice one way or another. I agree with you there, Nap, but the point he's making there. See, there's a lot of idiots out there. A lot of people say a lot of shit. A lot of people don't want to accept certain things, too, because, again, they got an ego. They think that, you know, we're it. We're no longer it anymore. We haven't been it for quite some time, actually. The moment we surrendered our rights to a governing body that has surrendered our rights as a country or a nation, it has put us in a very compromised position. And now the whole world is racing to get AI integrated to give them some kind of superiority, because those who have access to knowledge or access to even experiences of knowledge wins the game today. And the rate of data, when you sit there and think about this, the rate of data that's being going back and forth just on the cell phone, just on your TV networks, just on your emails, just on the researches that people are doing, the volume is beyond anyone's comprehension. A machine is handling all that. Me doing this show is all being, AI is running this thing. Your network, your internet's all AI today. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. In fact, as I've stated in many other shows, AI has already, in some very subtle ways, has already engaged in warfare with us. And all this that we're seeing today is all part of that integration. You know, we got here. These guys that comes into my work that works for some brain institute thing are always trying to convince me to come for brain refacing. Almost like no way in hell. What, you like your brain? No, you don't like your brain, do you? Shares, everyone needs to condemn what is it? We're trying to start World War III, stay in power right now. World War III. We're in World War IV. World War III has been going on since the 60s. What we're seeing is what we're seeing. The next stage of this is a population reduction. Even the Serbian president that was interviewed was saying the same thing. I was been saying it for a while, that the war will be either late winter late fall or early winter. And Trump is smoking Biden. That last little song and dance they did, just did, you know, the Democrats pretty much have thrown the election toward Trump. It won't matter who gets in power. It will not matter. We are heading for war. The United States just voted and passed conscription. In other words, you have a draft in America. There are about 10 countries in Europe that have passed it as well. So we're going to see how much faster this is going to go. And then I also have to kind of wonder how much of this is also being induced by AI. So like I said, you know, what they're showing you here, pay real attention to. Because the general population is so stupid that they'll even use this on people with psychological problems, saying that it's a brain issue, and they'll reprogram their brain. They'll come out thinking they're cured. But in all reality, they've had new memories installed into their system, making them believe that they're okay. Let me continue.
The globalists have already hacked the human body to provide so-called healthcare with the mass rollout of the mRNA vaccines, more accurately described as gene editing therapy. Make no mistake, the elites have no respect for humanity, and they're not finished hacking the human body. According to Harari, it will be the defining equation of life in the 21st century.
Which I think might be the defining equation of life in the 21st century. B times C times D equals R. Which means biological knowledge multiplied by computing power multiplied by data equals the ability to hack humans. R. If you know enough biology and you have enough computing power and data, you can hack my body and my brain and my life. And you can understand me better than I understand myself. You can know my personality type, my political views, my sexual preferences, my mental weaknesses, my deepest fears and hopes. You know more about me than I know about myself. And you can do that not just to me, but to everyone. A system that understands us better than we understand ourselves can predict our feelings and decisions, can manipulate our feelings and decisions, and can ultimately make decisions for us.
These tyrants have now become arrogant and sure of their own success. They're no longer hiding in the shadows and pulling the puppet strings from behind the curtains. But thanks to people like yourself, the masses are beginning to wake up to reality. Prosecutors are preparing charges against the COVID cabal. These charges can't come soon enough. We the people are impatient for justice to be served. Wanted posters have begun appearing in Europe, demanding the arrest of Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, and other globalists for crimes against humanity. But there's much more work to be done. If you understand the importance of our work in educating the masses about the evil agenda of the elite, then please like these videos, subscribe to the channel, and join the People's Voice Locals community.
Anyway, you get the idea. Things ain't what they appear. And everything around you is manipulating and being manipulated to go into a specific direction. You know, I mean, like I said, right now, Canada's being manipulated again with the water issue. Same with the western part of the United States and central, Iowa, Idaho, Washington, Texas. So we got a lot of things going on to further, direct and program, get this program going. All these weather things are going on, weather fluctuations, storms happening overnight, you know, a huge amount of waterfall, and all of a sudden we got a ration of water. What, you know, does this make sense on any level? But you are going to find people right now that cannot put two and two together. That's how far down the chain they brought them. You know, when you think of the verse in the Bible, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? There's a lot of ways you can interpret that. A lot of different ways. You know, will there be anybody left? Will there be anybody left? That's one way of looking at it. No, another way of looking at it, will people quit believing in God? I think in terms of, will there be anybody left? That's how I look at it. I've been following this tech for a long time. The nanotechnology that infected me and the frequency assaults I've gotten hit with and the targeting has made me for the longest time follow this tech, this level of technology, and keeping up with it to the best of my ability. And everything I'm seeing is railroading all of us down a funnel. You know, and we're being railroaded down the funnel because we've got so many distractions around us. And it has us somewhat tethered. And then in the same token, we don't really know really how to break free of this matrix, like completely go off the thing. Because basically you have to develop a whole new system. You have to develop an anti-system to this matrix. That's, you know, that's the only way around it. And you have to also figure out ways to do that, getting access to materials and things that you may need. But the one thing I will say about all this, the severance of this tech is, without a question, you know, has to be done. You know, internet is gone, cell phone is gone. If you have a computer, if you have any kind of database, that would have to be completely cut off from anything that can be connected to anything. In other words, you have to have your own private personal database. No other way. You know, and your computers would all have to be disengaged from any possible access to Bluetooth technology or any kind of Wi-Fi technology or any kind of anything. You know. So then also you may have to live like a nomad. I don't know for sure about all the other details, but or setting up, you know, an old style system. But I do know this, that the AI has engulfed the planet. The quantum computers have engulfed this planet. You know, we are dealing with entities on that are beyond our ability to, and even the military industrial complexes cannot stop these things. This is going to be an all-out brouhaha, you know, and I don't think this will ever stop. I remember hearing you say, Tony, once in the chat, that people who know from the get-go that things are a lie are very often people who know, who have had a harder life, knowing you are being duped. Well, I think when you go through a tough time or you go through a tough environment, it gives you a certain level of sobriety. Now, mind you, there is a God factor in all of this. You know, there's no question, you know, whether you grow up in a ghetto slum, whether you grow up in some, you know, you're always struggling with something. There's a God factor in all of this. This is what keeps you in a sober state. And when you hear bullshit, there's this, I don't know, it's an internal mechanism that we have that when we hear the bullshit, we just don't want to be part of it. We just walk away from it. Now, that might be one of God's gifts that he put in all of us so that we're not, you know, acquiescing to this shit, because it's all shit, really. It takes away everything that makes us who we are and what we are. So, I mean, I do see AI has potential, but the way it is right now, it is the bane of mankind. know, where it has potential, if you need to find some, find something online or find some database, some information, you could give it a, you could put a query in and it could find it for you. And you may be able to find resources that you aren't aware of. In that regard, it has benefit. But if it gets to a point where now it can take you over, it can rewrite your brain, rewrite your physiology, rewrite your DNA, we have a problem. Because what we're now heading for is a metahuman, not a super soldier, but a metahuman. You know, they tell you that you can go into these things and come out and, you know, you save time and these people will go back to work and fit into society. What jobs are they going to be doing? What jobs will they be doing? It's almost like the Demolition Man, you know, where, like I say, Stallone goes into this ice cube, comes out, and he's knitting sweaters. And a guy he arrested comes out, and he's like G.I. Joe on steroids. All this program that went into them. So what jobs are these guys going to have when they come out of rehab from these machines? See, they're going to be under some kind of program because there's not going to be any jobs out there that anything anyone's going to be doing because the machines will be doing it all. From farming to manufacturing, cooking, you name it. You know, everything will be tied to some sort of technology. So this is the other, you know, things that make me go, job? What job? What job are they going to be doing? Or are they going to be part of some sort of military industrial complex hunting other people? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because I've never seen anything like this. With this, anybody with this much power that can wield this kind of authority and control, it never works out for everybody. And those who are the least aware or the least educated or the least having any kind of benefit in this life are the more susceptible to accepting this. Once we would just ask around verbally. Yeah. So, like I said, we are in for a ride, you know, and this is not going to get easier. And it's all going to boil down to, will you be integrated? You know, will you, you know, and I've said this many a time, the key to your health is your DNA. Keeping your DNA, that's the key to your health. Remember that. It's always going to be the key to your health. You know, and that's what they're after. They're wanting to turn mankind into puppets for a machine. And they're going to be in control. Or at least they think they're going to be in control. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the AI is already controlling the planet. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the orders that the WEF was taking are coming all from AI. And what I mean by AI, not necessarily an artificial intelligence, but an alien one. Something to think about. All right, I forgot to do this. Give me a second. You know what? Oh, see here. Oh, good. They're all here. I don't know what happened. I did send all these things out, but I'm going to put these in. If you guys are interested and you want to come into the Discord, feel free to come in. I'm going to wind the show down. Meet some people, have a discussion, you know, talk to each other. You might find, good dialogue. The only rule in Discord, don't assault anybody. Don't personal assaults, no name calling, no. You have a disagreement with somebody, that's fine. You can have a disagreement. You can, have a discussion. Be civil. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Be civil. Have some respect for people. You may not see things eye to eye with somebody. And I'm pointing this out because I want to point this out real quick. Everybody that goes into the Discord in these discussions that we have, it's an open Discord. It's a free forum. Free forum. Everybody that's seeing what they're seeing, You got to remember, not everybody's seeing everything the same as you are. I found that just traveling through Arizona, they're like 10 years behind. They have no clue about a lot of things. And every region in the United States and Canada, especially, will get information at different levels and different times. They don't always see, not everybody sees the same thing. So, you know, be aware of that. There are some people that are just stuck on things, and I think things should be called out. They have to be called. But always ask somebody first, why are you presenting this? What's the reason for this? You know, what do you see here? You know, ask people from that perspective. You know, because there may be something they're seeing. And it may be a, you know, bullshit thing, but at least get their answer first before you do anything. And if you want to block people, you can. If you want to open your access, you can as well. It's, like I said, a free forum. All right. You're more than welcome to come in, have a discussion, have a talk, do things. I'm going to be a little late because I have to put up the show. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. You know, read what Jesus had to say. The times that we're living in were also mentioned in the Bible. You might want to take a look at that too. I always tell people to read the New Testament because we are under a new covenant, not the old. And again, I encourage you all to have a look. What's this? Canada. Something Canada. What are you saying, Sherry? All right. So we'll see you in the Discord. So the next show will be on the 4th. So those of you in the U.S. will still have the show if you're here, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right. Till the next segment, to your health. Take care. Here.